You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around. Welcome to the world of WDFA. I am your host, Raj, and today we are going to talk about how to start a clothing brand. If you are not aware, clothing brands are becoming a thing online. They're all over the social media networks, all over the interwebs. It's something that consumers are actually running towards. Private labels, micro brands, there's popularity there, and there's actually money there. It's one of the main reasons we got into the custom t-shirt printing business. We didn't want to create a brand per se that spoke to the peoples, but we wanted to be there when some of these brands were being created, so we positioned ourselves to be in the right in the beginning parts and stages of it. But the good thing is, because we know how to work with brands, we can actually tell you how you can start a clothing brand in 5 easy steps in less than $1,000, if you hear us out. So here we go. Step number one, before you even think about creating a clothing brand, you got to know who your audience is. You have to know who you're selling to, and you have to know who you're marketing to. You have to focus on their age. Age is super important, even online, because I bet you didn't know this. Based on your age, you use a specific social media network. Well, I guess if you're one of those younger teeny bopper kids, I guess Gen Z is what we call them now, they would know. But us old people, we don't know that. When I tell people that all the time, their mind is just blown that Facebook is the old people social media network. It's not for the youngins. Instagram used to be, but people seem to be migrating to TikTok. But anyway, it's really important to know the age of your audience. And if you don't know it, then you're going to be at a serious disadvantage. Secondly, you're going to need to know what they like. And when I mean what they like, I don't mean like, just the little bits and pieces here and there. Don't mind that click. That was just my mouse. You need to know what type of genres of music they like. You need to know what type of shows they watch, what type of movies they're interested in. I think there's a very big, important lesson here that you need to walk away with is you need to know your audience like the back of your hand. If you're not focusing your energy on and all of your content towards entertaining this audience, you'll never sell them anything. No one's going to buy something from you if they're not passionately invested in what you're selling. You also need to know who they follow on social media. How do they spend their free time? And when I mean how do they spend their free time, are they in VR? Are they mobile gamers? Are they hardcore PC gamers? Do they play on the PlayStation 5? These are important things for you to know because later when you're targeting your advertising, you'll be able to use this to target to those specific people. You also want to know what type of shows do they watch and how do they watch them? So for example, are these people watching everything on mobile devices? Because that should change the way your creative looks. Step number two, once you've defined your audience, is to really get into it and make sure we set your legal entity up properly so you can get resellers permits and all that sort of stuff. And you want a resellers permit because if you work with a company like WDFA, we will not charge you sales tax then, because you should be charging the last person who buys the product sales tax. But that's something your CPA will go over with you. So step number two is just kind of figuring out the organizational structure of your business. Use a company like LegalZoom online. They have questionnaires and people that can help you answer a bunch of questions and get you the right type of company set up for you. And it's not that expensive. It's around $800 if you get everything expedited. Step three. Set up your social media profiles and build a content schedule based on the audience from step one. Now, remember, you know everything about them, kind of, sort of. You defined it. You know that they like comic books, so maybe throw in a DC meme every now and then. You know what I mean? So you create your content schedule when you create your social media profile. The question that I get asked a lot is, how far out should I go? I would say 11 months. Have 11 months of content, not like created, but earmarked. Like, have an idea of what it's going to be. But you should be thinking that far out because nothing is an overnight success. Nothing is going to happen right away. I mean, if you're lucky, it will. But you should plan for some long-term investment of time and energy. Now, once you've got all that done, you then want to go out in step number 4 and find yourself a direct-to-garment t-shirt printing business like your friends here at WDFA. And the reason why you want to do that is because then you could buy garments like t-shirts or hoodies or masks, whatever you want to sell in small increments for less than $100. And you could go to a site like iStock.com. We talk about them a lot here. And you can then get royalty-free artwork that you probably paid, $15 for or whatever. But it's beautiful stuff created by some of the most talented designers you'll ever meet. And now you have your garments ready. And then step 5 is to take that content calendar from step 3 and then take pictures of the garments you got in step 4 and you kind of put it all together and you take the information from step 1 and you spend like $100 promoting all that content. The promotional content, the real content, just to get eyeballs onto your brand. And boom, you should be getting ready to promote your business on social media 24/7 after that. And you got it all done in 5 easy steps in less than $1,000. But you just need to know how to get it done. And that's what your friends here at WDFA are to do for you. So if you have any questions, please feel free to let us know. But until then, I am Raj, and this has been the world of WDFA.